we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello again, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that does for comedy what Nancy Reagan does for sumo wrestling. Sadly, I can't introduce you to everyone here, but I'll start with those who are nearest to me. On my left are Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. On my right, Timbrook Taylor and Willie Rushton. Sorry to say that we've got a note from Samantha's mum to say that she's got a bad back and so she can't be with us. So scoring with me tonight is the lovely Monica. And we're going to start with the ad-lib poem. I'm going to give the first line of a poem and the team must continue until I buzz them, and then the next person continues the program. The poem, I mean. And we hope the program too. Barry Cryer, you're going to start this one. The first line is, Old King Kong was a massive old Kong, and a massive old Kong had he.
Massive old Kong had he. Old King Kong was a massive old Kong, and a massive old Kong had he. He swung through the trees on a creeper of vine, and he cried, tee-hee-hee-hee.
Scansion.
Beautifully scanned.
Yeah, I was just applauding the good scansion.
I'm a simian chap. I avoid every trap. I defy everyone that I meet.
And I'm really good news on a Saturday night when I'm swinging down the street. And there's one thing, if you ask me, that I'd very much like to say, I wouldn't mind going a couple of rounds with that delicious blonde, Fay Wray. But then again, she might say no. But then perhaps she mightn't. Good luck, Graham.
And then again, she might just scream, and then I would be frightened. Oh. I'd take her to my jungle lair and show my monkey tricks.
Thank you, Graham, very much. Put me in a fix.
You didn't hear that, you see, you were talking, thank goodness.
King Kong, I am, as you well know. I'll take you home again. For there, Fay Wray is waiting, dressed as a lovely wren. You've got that look, Hump. I said to her, Fay, I said, you're as lovely as a dawn.
You are the loveliest lady I've seen since I was born. When I was just a little chimp playing in the bad weather, I remember oh so well I had 2 8-knees to rub together.
Go on,
too late. Too late, wasn't it?
No, it'll
do.
Oh, and so, Fay Wray, on this fair day, I ask you to be my bride.
He said I would. Perhaps I could. But then again, it's too wide.
Club room.
I am referring to the aisle. Up which we both must stride.
Then stride across to the mainland, if I'm to be your bride. So off they went. With a small packed lunch. Consisting of sheep, one flock. Oh, my King Kong, exclaimed Fay Wray. You are a chimp off the old block.
This is the point where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be announcing later on in the programme, and this week we'll be asking them for late arrivals at the Wine and Cheese Ball. The Wine and Cheese Ball.
Wine and Cheese.
We have a round now called Blues Stroke Madrigal Stroke Calypso. It's the round when each team has to improvise a song with the members of the team singing alternate lines. It can be one or other of those three types of song. Assistance is provided by Colin Sell at the piano. Willie and Tim, you're going to start now, and I'm going to ask you to sing a madrigal.
Tell you what.
Go on, Graham.
Will you give them a subject, Barry and Graham?
Let's hear the spy catcher madrigal.
Him.
My name is Peter Wright, and oh, what are they doing to me? Oh,
economizing with the truth is quite a liberty.
I am a humble spy catcher
who got out the nose of Mrs. Thatcher. By suggesting that for years she's been the head of the KGB.
You heard Monica is nudging me. I think she wants me to award some master. No?
She wants the money, Hum.
Okay. So, Tim and Willie, will you give a subject for Barry and Graham? And they're going to sing it as a calypso.
Ah. Mike Gatting.
There's a short, fat subject for you.
Yeah, Mike Gatting. Calypso.
OBE.
Oh, England doing well under Captain Mike Gatting. He's good at the bowling and he's good at the batting. But at flipping the coin, he is not the boss. That's why they call him a terrible tosser.
Here's the round called Sound Charades. Using only the immense versatility of their voices, each team will in turn give us a charade concerning a play, a film, a book, or whatever. And then the other team will have to guess what it is or why they bothered to turn up. The first title, which Tim and Willie have to guess, is now going to be displayed on our laser scoreboard, while the mystery voice at home will reveal all to you.
A room with a view. A room with a view.
Right, you have to guess...
It's a book. And a film.
And a film.
Or a book of the film.
Film. Two words.
Five words.
Well, that was just a gesture.
We're going to start now. Door opens. Is that still the door?
Here's the bed sitter, Mr. Dinsdale.
Ah, oh, thank you, Mrs. Snowd. God, Bennett. What, pen and ink?
Oh, dear.
Dear. Oh, well, oh,
I haven't noticed.
What? Wasn't you, was it?
Do
good
it.
Lord.
I was hoping it was you, but...
No, no. Me.
I'll open the window, Mr. Dinsdale.
For that. Oh, dear. Ooh, that's better. The end.
Gone with the wind.
Gone with the wind.
No. No.
Far from the nutting card, Martin.
I did put it
into clear.
Has wind got anything to do with it?
What was the name of the... Mrs. Snowd, was it?
Mrs. Snowd and Mr. Dinsdale.
Mrs. Snowd.
Are they relevant?
No.
Not remotely.
Fair enough.
Ah, right.
Not the Snowds of Kilimanjaro. Maybe distantly related, I suppose.
Where were we?
In a bedsit.
A bedsit?
Yes. Yes. Which suggests Paddington to me.
Suggests rhyming slang to me, but I can't... Nudist. Did you mention
yes,
nudist?
Yes, there was a nudist in it. The smell-shaped room.
Ah.
Yeah,
ah,
excellent. Not right.
Better than ours, actually. That very good.
Oh.
And wrong.
Very good.
Wrong.
Yeah, but there...
Are any of the words right?
Yes.
Room?
The smell-back room. The smell-back room?
Room with a view.
Yes.
Room with a few.
A room with a few.
Yeah.
Yes, you got.
not the last of the
fish. Phew. Right now, Barry and Graham, it's your turn to guess. And your charade, Tim and Willie, is now going up on our laser scoreboard. And here it is for you at home.
Prick up your ears. Prick up your ears.
Okay, book, film, or what?
There's a film.
And a book.
There was a play, I think.
No.
No, there wasn't a play.
Very misleading to suggest that.
Right.
On you go with
the ultra round,
then.
Right.
how many words?
Oh, for no reason whatsoever, a door opens. excuse me.
What's that?
No, excuse me. I just...
About quarter past four.
No, I simply want...
Pardon?
I just wanted to tell you...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I've got a banana in my ear.
Now, I just wanted to tell you...
it's not a banana.
Oh, no.
I have to warn you, Barry and Graham, that if you guess this one right, you'll be disqualified.
Well, we'll just chat on for a bit, then.
About quarter past four.
Yes. I thought of death in Venice, but that's only three words. Well, I mean, what can it be, we ask ourselves.
Yes.
I give it to him.
So would I.
The mind boggles.
No.
Not to mention the ear. Is the second word up?
You're teasing us, aren't you?
Is the first word Giles Brandreth?
Yes. Yes.
No, well, we're no nearer.
I think we'll give it to you. I think we'll give it to him. Don't you, audience? Now it's time for a visual game, which you can watch at home. It's that popular party game, Pin the Tail on the Donkey. First to go are Willie and Tim. If we can have the board turned a little bit in our direction, the computer, I mean. First to go on Willie and Tim. Willie will guide Tim, and Tim has his fingers in his ears to make it more difficult.
That's a banana, actually.
Tim's going to take the donkey and you're going to be directed by...
Willis. No, take the donkey. That's only at the weekend.
Take the donkey.
Right. Willie's now directing...
Go that way. Go to the back of the donkey. No, this side of the donkey. No. This side. Left a bit, left a bit, left a bit, left a bit, left a bit. No, that's altogether too far. Right a bit. Sorry, Monica. Right a bit. No. There are many similarities, but that's the wrong one. Left, I got it. All right, that'll do.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
Pretty close. Now, Graham, will you guide Barry?
What's so the
Barry,
donkey got up his tail?
Yes.
Graham is now going to guide Barry.
Right.
You have to put your fingers in your ears so the audience at home can hear the direction.
All right, Barry. You see that? Yeah. Oh, see that picture of a donkey?
What?
I said, do you see that picture of a donkey?
Donkey?
Yeah, stick the tail on it. Take 10 bananas out.
Barry's now taking 6 paces, 7, 8, 9, 10 paces. Come back, Barry! Barry's now moved off into a different studio where the... Show me. I'm Mr. Dudicate. Perfect.
Brilliant.
The winners.
Winners. I don't wish to be on Sporting Hunt, but Barry did take one finger out of his ear.
I would have.
That's a deaf ear, anyway.
As you took both out, I think you can...
About quarter past four.
We're going to hurry along now. We're going to hurry along now to a game called Fourth Bridge. And it's a musical game, so we call on Colin Sell at the piano. I'm going to ask each team to sing a song, but omit to sing every fourth word. I shall award 10 points to the winners, and the losers will receive a leopard skin wheelbarrow. The consolation prize. We're going to start with
not
you,
a
Tim
real
and Willie.
Leopard skin, I hope.
Would you sing A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square?
That certain night, we met, there was magic abroad, the air, the angels dining at Ritz, and the sang in Berkeley. I may be, but I'm perfectly to swear that you turned and at me sang in Berkeley. I know, 'cause was there that in Berkeley Square.
Okay, Barry and Graham now, slightly harder one for you. It's A Jolly Holiday with Mary.
How fragrant.
Oh, it's a holiday with Mary. Makes your heart light when the is grey and Mary makes the shine bright. Oh, is blooming all and daffodils smiling at her. When Mary holds and you feel grand, your heart beating like a big band. Oh, a jolly holiday, Mary. No wonder it's Mary that we love.
Okay, you'll all be itching to know what the score is. This round is called Word for Word. And it's the round in which one of the members of a team says a word and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first and so on. You've all played this game. The other team may challenge and try to prove a connection. And Tim, would you start?
Bandit.
Breakfast.
Goat.
Kazoo.
Brick.
Exit.
Wallpaper.
Challenge that and Barry.
Exits are often in close proximity to wallpaper. In fact, they invariably are. There's such a connection there.
In fact, I've known wallpaper with exit written on it. Yes,
yes, indeed. Indeed.
All over it.
I'll accept that, sir. Over to you, Barry and Graham.
Thank you. Exit.
Entrance.
No.
Way. Sorry, what was that?
Way. Beyond. Artichoke.
Dunham's there from Willie Rushton.
Yes, there was a play called Beyond Artichoke.
Yes. And in fact, there's one called Way Beyond Artichoke.
Yes. Entrance Way Beyond Artichoke.
In fact, it was, if you remember, Last Exit from Way Beyond Artichoke.
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
So you haven't missed anything.
I overrule you. Continue, Barry and Graham.
No, no, you start.
Oh, right. Motorway.
Tim, challenge.
The next word was going to be connected. But had to be. Motorways connect
nonsense.
With everything.
Yes.
Motorways connect with everything.
How can you say that?
Well, he just did, and he's won a point. So would you take it up, please, Tim and Willie?
Loam.
Trombone.
Cricket.
Trousers.
Trumpet.
Elf.
Exit.
Newt.
Goat.
Pandemonium.
Audience.
Participation.
Challenge from Barry Crouch.
Our own audience are in a perpetual state of pandemonium.
Can't be denied.
Hard to curb them, largely due to the goats and newts.
Which is driving them to the exit.
Sorry. Will you take it up from there, Barry?
Hide it down. Duvet. Bidet. Stingray. Fayray. Empire State Building.
Oh! Oh!
Got away with it.
Yeah. That was King Kong, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No. Fay Ray on... No.
Yeah.
Harbour.
Lights. Candles.
Sorry, harbour. It's, you know, the intestines. When ship comes into harbour, they throw all the inside, the lights, out into the port. And they're gathered up by the local merchants and service truck.
And off.
Which is what I'm probably talking at the moment.
Yes! Now, there you are right.
There is a canal.
A point to Tim Brooke-Taylor there for a very new connection. We come now to a round called Headlines. I shall give our teams a news story and ask them for appropriate headlines from newspapers or Sunday Sport. The first news story, teams, is The Walls of Jericho.
Financial Times headline, Jazz Festival Causes Building Displacement, Blue Circle Down 4.
The Independent, musicians back Prince Charles on action in inner cities.
Telegraph. Jericho's walls fall on populace, no Britons involved.
The Times reports, Adnan Khashoggi admits running trumpets to Israelis.
Melody Maker Review, actually. Joshua, surely the greatest trumpeter since Humphrey Littleton.
And Tim leaps into the lead. Carry on.
Carry on.
I'm reading the paper.
Taylor and Cutter. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho.
Daily Mirror. Joshua shock. He is son of none.
A clipping from the AA newsletter. Jericho Ring Road underway.
Fruit Girls Weekly. Joshua said, lucky I had banana in ear.
Any more? Shall we move? Can I give you another story?
Oh, please.
Because you're... Sodom and Gomorrah.
The that Scotsman. Oh. Freak weather hits gay resorts. No Scots involved.
News of the world, neighbours complain at Elton's party.
According to the Star, wife assaulted on way home from gay disco.
The Sun, bless it. Sodger, that's your lot.
The early edition had Godger.
Any more? Because I'm going to award that round to Graham, who didn't get even a ripple for
no.
For that answer about... And I've only just got it too. Wife assaulted.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Anyway,
good.
Where were we? Oh, yes, now we've reached the point in the program where Monica and I go backstage to check the scores while the teams announce the late arrivals at the Wine and Cheese Ball.
How's your spotty back?
Join up the dots. I'm certainly looking forward to the cabaret. Got the Ugandan William Tell act. He's known as the Apple Asian. And he's here with his agent, Mo Zellwine. And there's Dip Dunk and the Twiglets.
Twiglets? What have Twiglets got to do with cheese?
Well, you have a nibble at Wine and Cheese, don't you? If you're lucky.
Oh, well, you have nibbles.
Don't be startled by nibbles, are you?
There's Gordon Zola and Nibbles, his sneezing loony friend, Cushoo Nut.
The Scream Crackers and their son Jacob.
Mr. and Mrs. Cheese and their hermaphrodite child, Wayne N. Cheese.
Mr. and Mrs. Policella and their daughter Val Policella.
Oh, there's that. Oh. There's that Dane Ishblu and his amazing dancing bear. Who's lagging behind a bit. Come on, bear.
Oh, dear, how sad to see Hank Marvin pissed again. I can see the headlines now. Shadow bottled.
Talking of which, there is Oliver Reed. Throwing a... throwing a wine and cheese, and it's missed the person he was throwing it at. Oh, he's going to throw it again. He's going to re-sling it.
Shout goes up, Bath Oliver.
Welcome from Regency Times, will you?
Pretty come in, sir. The jumped up Mr. Jolly. The nouveau beau Jolly. Clever if you look for it.
Hardly worth the search.
Hardly worth the search, no.
They've and heard Ollie
his
from
Dutch cousin, Van de Pest.
Oh, dear, it's a raid. Here's Inspector Uzo, who works for the police posse. And, oh, he's got his Mac on.
I've got
just
a bone to pick.
Control their duties.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Cheddar, and their, listen to this one, distant rodent. Far mouse Cheddar.
With his keeper from China, Mao Strap.
And Father Parmesan.
Oh, the cabaret's still going on, look. There's a German lady jumping over a gold top. She's called the Leap Brow Milk.
Singer Belle Paisley.
All the way from Ireland. Paddy de foie gras. With his girlfriend, Clodagh Rone.
And Liam's Wold.
Loud nibbles. Twiggy's here with her children. Twiggy lips.
What's that noise? What a noisy cheese board. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise.
Well, teams, I'm sorry you've left that gold.
Oh, Hum, could you step aside? There's a man taking the wine out to breathe. We call it walking the plonk.
Turns out...
Bernard Matthews has had a bootayful. Ooh, a real bootayful.
I've still got a bone to pick with you.
Those of you listening at home will want to know that the scores are uneven as we end this week. Sorry, I haven't a clue. And we'll see you all again next week. So, from the team to myself, goodbye.
Cry Cry, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Paul Spencer.